It's On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. And now we return to the Georgia playlist, where we honor the music that defines the Peach State. And the rules are really simple. We ask people to share two songs they think are quintessentially Georgia. They have to be written or performed by someone with a strong Georgia connection, and it can't be one of their own songs. So here's another installment of the Georgia playlist.
My name is Jamie Barton. I'm an opera singer, and I live in Cabbage Town, Atlanta, Georgia. I'm a mezzo-soprano.
Well, I just found out today that little game you play. I've been sleeping home a night away.
The first song I would like to talk about is Sleep With One Eye Open by Michael Daves and Chris Thiele. Michael is, he's originally from Atlanta, Georgia. He now lives up in Brooklyn, where half of the bluegrass world lives right now.
You ain't gonna have the chance to treat your daddy wrong. You've been stepping till they say.
It's more of the music that is really a part of what I love about this song. The lyrics, in a way, are kind of, you know, inconsequential. I've heard Chris Thiele actually talk about that. He comes up with the music first and then fits lyrics around it. And I can see that being the case in this particular song. My love for music started in bluegrass and classic rock. And I still love bluegrass. I think it's an incredibly virtuosic, very malleable kind of genre. You can see that malleability with the progressive bluegrass that's going on now. And just if you listen to a banjo player, if you listen to Chris Thiele playing the mandolin or Michael Daves playing the guitar, you hear something that is extraordinary when it comes to the technique. I honestly think that minus the instrumentation and the difference in the genres, we're actually, opera is, classical music in general is actually fairly tied to what they're doing. The second song that I have chosen is Du bist die Ruhe, being sung by a phenomenal opera treasure of Georgia, Roland Hayes, who, as it turns out, was born less than 10 miles from where I grew up. And I think there might be something to the phrase, there's something in the water. This one in particular, I think, is really beautiful. It's an art song, a very famous one that I haven't actually sung yet, but it's just so beautifully sung. It sounds like a lullaby, and he does it just so sweetly. It's phenomenal, really. He was singing at the turn of the 1900s. He was one of the pioneers as an American artist in general, but as a Black American artist, he made amazing headway. There's this incredible story of him in Germany standing up to sing, and the crowds absolutely trying to shout him down, and he just stood there and waited until they got it out of their system, and then he started singing, and they gave him a standing ovation because it was so beautiful. But they had never had a Black artist in their midst, and they didn't know how to handle it. And so he was an ambassador not only for this art, but for diversity.
Thank you.
I think there is a Georgia sound, but I also think that it encompasses so many different areas. You have this earthiness, I think, to the artistry that I hear out of Georgia artists. It doesn't matter if you're talking about Roland Hayes, Michael Daves, the B-52s, or whoever else. You have this truthful, of the earth kind of sound and artistry that comes up. And I think people respond to that everywhere. And I think we have that in spades with Georgia.
Mezzo-soprano Jamie Barton sharing her picks for our Georgia playlist series. And of course, the playlist is always up for discussion. Which two songs would you add? You can tweet your picks at OST Talk or just call us 404-500-9457 and leave a message.